Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And today we're talking with Ben Robinson and Cheryl Wallace with Rose Hill Center in Michigan. Ben, I think, is the president and CEO, and Cheryl, you were the vice president of programs or something like that. But welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, why don't we start off, Ben, why don't you tell us a little bit about the short version of what Rose Hill Center is, type of clients, patients you have, and roughly where you are. You're in Holly, Michigan, I believe, if anybody's ever heard of
it. Yes, we're located in Holly, Michigan, which is about an hour north of Ann Arbor in Detroit, in beautiful southeast Michigan. And we are a residential psychiatric treatment program. And our model of treatment involves a comprehensive on-site clinical program, including doctors, nurses, social workers, psychologists, other types of therapists, with a therapeutic work activity. All of the residents that come to us are involved in some form of therapeutic work activity on our campus. We have horticulture, animal care, housekeeping, and kitchen activities, and our goal is to help individuals understand their illness, manage their symptoms, get their medications to the optimal, correct level, and help them figure out what they want to do for the rest of their lives and where they want to go and what kind of activities and work they want to be involved in, and find purpose in their life and improve their relationships with others.
Okay, and this is within sort of a natural environment. Now, this is for adults 18 and older?
18 and over with any of the major mental illnesses that people come to us. Average length of stay is 6 to 12 months on our campus, and it's a beautiful pastoral setting, a 400-acre campus, but we're near all the major amenities and things that people might want in a treatment center.
Okay. Well, I understand you've just started a new program. You use the term co-occurring rehab, and it sounds to me like it's very similar to the dual diagnosis in the recovery, the drug recovery field. But could you explain a little bit, Cheryl, about what this is about and if it's similar to dual diagnosis, or is that a confusion on my part?
Nope, that's exactly what it is. It's a co-occurring program, treats individuals who may have a substance use disorder along with their mental illness. So we look at the holistic person and work with that person to design a program that can deal with both of those illnesses at the same time, not just focus on one. But obviously, if you have a mental health issue, you may be using substances for numerous issues, maybe to self-medicate, maybe because that's where you find yourself on the streets and that's a common place. So the program itself treats individuals who have a primary diagnosis that is one of the mental health issue, and then secondary or along with it, treats for substance use disorder at the same time.
Okay, now is this a separate track, or are they housed separately, or
well,
how does that
it's
work?
Exciting. Yep, it's exciting. It's a new program on our campus. We are housing it in a residential facility that holds 6 beds, so it's smaller, so that we can individualize the program. And it is not on the same schedule as our residential rehab or our extended program, which are also on our campus in our continuum of care. So it's a separate program, but it does a lot of the same types of healthy body, healthy mind focus with the addition of individual substance therapy and group therapy sessions. We also have AA and NA on our campus for those folks, and sober recreational activities. We have mindfulness, yoga. We have the opportunity for them to have individualized bio-neural feedback. So it's a very all-encompassing program.
Okay, well, it sounds like what I said earlier, a natural environment, a very healthy environment to do their healing on that. So what would happen if a patient or a guardian of a patient called and wanted to consider enrolling? Would you enroll them in one of these tracks, or Would you wait till you get there to get it assessed? How would that process work?
Well, if someone is diagnosed with a mental illness and they have the substance use disorder, we're going to recommend that they would go to our co-occurring program unless they are not stable enough with their mental health concerns. So if they're not stable, they're not taking their meds correctly, we're going to want to start them in our residential rehab program. But if they're really struggling with a substance use disorder along with their other illness, we're going to recommend that they go to the co-occurring program. We have a pretty robust assessment program. So if somebody calls us, we'll have somebody help with kind of figuring out where that person would succeed the best by going through our assessment program to get into the organization.
Okay. Well, how's it going? I understand that this started just last week. Incidentally, it's I'll give it a reference in time. It's September 19th today. But I understand it just started last week. How's it going?
It's wonderful. We have almost full, and so we can see the need was absolutely here. So far, everyone that is involved in the program is excited. The program is running. It's up and running, been running, like you said, for about a week. So I think that it's going very well. We have out of the 6 beds, 5 of those beds are filled, but we anticipate that the program will be a tad bit shorter than our residential rehab. So it may be 3 to 6 months for people going through the program.
Okay. Well, Ben, would you like to finish up with if people wanted to inquire how they would get a hold of you, your website, maybe the phone number?
Absolutely. We're very easy to find on the internet, www.rosehillcenter.org, and our telephone is 248-634-5530, and we are pleased to hear and talk to anyone who might have a concern or an interest in the type of services that we offer.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, this is Lon Woodbury. I've been talking with Ben Robinson and Cheryl Wallace with Rose Hill Center. And thank you, guys. Thank you for taking your time.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Okay. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.